Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking about nerd shit. Yeah. Now we're going to talk football.
I'm seeing it. Yeah. It's your boy James Miller. I'm coming back here with the lore boys. To my left is
it's Peter,
and to my right is
it's Ethan.
Yeah. Hey,
so much for the energy I was trying to keep up.
Hey Jamie. All
right.
Hey James.
So today I want to talk about something with a bunch of little dinosaurs in a land before time.
Nice.
I wanted a quick note here.
Yeah.
I do want to apologize to everybody, all of our listeners. The artwork is not up at time of recording, but by the time you hear this, the artwork for our MechWarrior episode or our BattleTech episode will be up on WordPress. I had a very challenging week,
yeah.
With like about 50 million different things going on, and I did not have the emotional endurance to finish the art. It started, and I'm sure you'll all love it.
He's been adequately reprimanded, so
yes,
don't
exactly.
worry about it.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, sir.
May I have it?
He is still wearing his chastity belt.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. My dick hurts so much.
Uh-huh. We forced him to brand the artwork into his skin before releasing it.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, the artwork this week, opposed to something that I actually drew by hand, it was I drew it down on paper, and then we used like a die cutter laser to actually just cut through the paper into my stomach.
It is.
Yeah.
So I use like a slightly sharp rusty spoon.
To flatten it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the artwork for this one will go up normally, this episode here, and then the artwork for last week will be up by the time you hear this, and again,
I'd imagine the majority of listeners who will listen to this are going to be future folk anyways, so this will be irrelevant by the time you get to this.
Future.
I just wanted to say sorry.
Yeah.
Future.
I cannot hear the word future and not do, or it takes like a great amount of effort for me to not do that Squidward bit where you travel 10,000 years into the future.
I didn't even know.
But that was it.
Yep.
And also, thank you all very much. We hit 2,000 downloads 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
That's it. Took 5 months for the 1,000, 2 months for the 2,000.
Yeah.
That means in a month we'll be at 3,000, right?
You know what? Maybe.
Maybe a billion.
Yeah.
Maybe
a billion.
Who knows?
That's it. Who can tell? One thing I can tell you is about Monster Hunter. I've been researching it. I've been playing Monster Hunter Worlds. I have about 60 hours into the series, which is small compared to a lot of people.
Normal people, yeah.
Yeah, but this is the first Monster Hunter game that has brought the masses into the franchise. Because there's already been around 70 games of Monster Hunter.
70?
Between English, Japanese-only releases, and Monster Hunter Online, which was a China-only release.
Yeah.
The majorities are in Japan.
Yeah.
I think about 20 to 30 of them were released here, but on the PSP, on the PlayStation, on the everything.
I know there's a bunch of 3DS ones.
Yeah. And they're really good, but this is the first one that captured the masses. It was a cult following before.
Because you were playing before we got here, and you were complaining about matchmaking a bit.
Yeah.
And I almost said, like, I don't think they were ready for the success in North America that this one had.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah. No, well, I mean, I don't know how they missed that. I'm always astounded by companies who fuck up their servers.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, well, we're just going to make an international release on the best-selling home video game console of the generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
What could go wrong?
I'll run the server from my house.
Yeah.
Whatever,
yeah. Highlit at E3 as well. Like, it got a lot of people.
Yeah.
I got a Raspberry Pi at home. We'll just run it off that.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenichi's got the Raspberry Pi plugged into like a spare Android charging battery.
Yeah. So it's not intuitive. You can play with your friends, but like if you're going on an expedition, which means you don't have a mission, you're just going to explore an area, you have to fire an SOS flare, tell your friends, hey, I just fired an SOS flare, search my thing, and they have to join before anyone else joins.
Yeah.
If anyone else joins, then you have to kick those people and wait for it to be open for the other people to join you.
But I need help, not from you.
Yeah. If you're playing a quest mission, even if you're both at the same part in the story, you have to enter the mission, play the cutscene when you meet the monster, and then back out and rejoin together. Because what? You can't, unless you've seen the cutscene, you can't join a friend. So you have to try it once, at least on your own, before you can do it with people, which doesn't feel good.
Okay, whatever.
Because yeah. considering how difficult the encounters are, yeah. like yeah. it's obviously designed for four people to be taking on monsters, yeah. but they make you do it solo the first yeah. time. It's
That's,
like
Japanese online is weird. So yeah. I brought it up last week, and then I've been playing so much this week because it's really helping me detox off Warframe. Neo?
Yep.
Same thing. So it's got similar co-op to Dark Souls where you can summon friends. Mm. Or, yeah, well, it's just more like that, except they have to have finished the level and beaten the boss. So you can only bring in people who finished it by themselves already.
Yeah.
So it's very much a big dick game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's janky in Monster Hunter, but it works. I've never had to play with a friend and not been able to get them. We just have to do a couple things yeah. to make it work.
Okay. You have to do your fucking rain dance.
Yeah. The first time I tried to join was on stream, actually. And I think it took me like 45 minutes before we figured out how to actually
Oh,
join
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's great streams.
Yeah, exactly.
Make sure to check out the Lore Boys, twitch.tv/theloreboys.
It's much better now. I've got like a really nice armor set and I'm fighting some of the harder ones in yeah. the game. So
yeah, you looked fucking cool when I walked in.
Yeah, yeah, it's going well.
Oh, shit, I totally forgot to mention this super quick. There's a website called myabandonedware.com.
Okay.
All of the old MechWarrior games are free to legally download off MyAbandonedWare.
Oh, yeah?
Because the companies that made those games no longer exist.
So the copyright is just
no
free.
No one owns the rights.
Yeah, yeah.
So I downloaded MechWarrior 4 Mercenaries, which is the most recent one,
yeah.
Which I mentioned was during FedCom.
Yeah.
That's out. Go download it. Take it. Just disable your antivirus, but it works as soon as you download it.
I bet you there's a lot of games like that are even like on Steam that they don't necessarily own the copyright to. They just yeah. choose to sell to you for yeah. whatever reason. Yeah. You could probably just download it anyway.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to derail into that, but yeah, check out MyAbandonedWare.
No, that's interesting. That's it. That's interesting and good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody listening, make sure to send Peter $2. You owe him. You yep. owe, be honest, you owe $2 for a MechWarrior game. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep, not too bad. MechWarrior 4 Mercenaries.
Yeah, I'll give a little header. Just so you know, if you do play the game or plan on playing the game, I am not going to mention anything that will ruin Monster Hunter Online for you, or Monster Hunter Worlds, rather. Only enhance the game, or any of the games. What yeah. I'm talking about today happens before all 70 of the games. So this is stuff that it just helps you give context of the world without actually spoiling it.
Nice. I know, it's like we're doing an episode like actually about lore.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
really yeah. cool. Well, no. James will be yeah. hosting the next 48 episodes of the Lore Boys leading up to Monster Hunter World.
Yeah, leading up to the first game.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll just describe the gameplay for anyone who hasn't played Monster Hunter. The gameplay is... basically, you have to hunt something that is much more powerful than you, and you can use a variety of weapons.
Tall women.
So it's really tough to beat one of these monsters on your own, and these encounters usually can take from 20 to 30 minutes. Also, the monsters could usually one-shot you with certain movesets, so it's very tough, long fights, but they're rewarding when you actually feel it. Like, yeah. It's a state of like joyful stress for 20 minutes yeah. Yeah. with a big hit of dopamine at the end.
It's long and hard, but you feel good at the end of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so good. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I mean, that's the same as when you play like Souls or Neo. Mm-hmm. It's like mm-hmm. just like it's but it's so good. But like yeah. watching you play, yeah. you were fighting Nier Gigante for like
yeah.
15 minutes
yeah. probably,
and
yeah.
got hit once.
Yeah.
So watching someone who's good at it is yeah. also really cool because you only got hit once. Otherwise it's like this ballet yeah. between a spiky yeah. tiger dragon
yeah.
And a man in spiky armor.
it's fun. And the cool part too is I play with the light bow gun, which is a good early player like to learn how to play the game because you can kind of keep a bit of range and learn the movesets. But there's a ton of weapons. There's something yeah. called like the gun lance, which is like a lance you go in and poke, but then you can also like it's a shotgun if you want it to be.
That's awesome.
Completely different playstyle with a shield so you can block. There's sword and shield. There's also
sword and swole.
This like this axe. This axe that's also a sword that it switches back and forth depending on your situation. There's this heavy bow gun that if you press circle on PlayStation, it just turns into like a Gatling gun, and you're kind of vulnerable because you can't jump around, but you're doing so much damage output.
I will say realistically, you're naming yeah. all these weapon combinations. Sword and axe has to be the most redundant one of them.
Yeah,
you're like this one's a lance, but it's also a gun. It's like I got an axe and a sword. Hey, yeah.
it's very trick weapony, kind of like
yeah.
from Bloodborne.
Yeah.
It's really cool, and I've explored a couple other, like, dual blades is really cool. You can attack very quickly and move in and out of the battle really quick, but you don't have an ability to block. All to say, there, I think there's like 12 different weapon types.
I know there's the insect glaive where you get like you get a bug buddy who you can shoot at people.
You have a companion that's a bug that also like I think gives buffs to your party while also attacking. There's a bard.
I've heard about this, the Warhorn.
Nobody
uses it, but like if you get like one good bard, you guys can become unstoppable.
No, it is awesome. I had the first one fighting Nergigante a couple days ago, and the buffs that he gives you are so strong, but his damage output is not great, so you have to have a good team if you're playing.
Well, you gotta protect your bard.
Yeah.
It's a normal thing. It's the same thing in Warframe. If you've got an Octavia, who's the bard Warframe, same thing. Like, she can buff you until you're basically an unstoppable god, but is mad squishy.
This kind of gives you a picture if you've never played the games before. It's hunting things to destroy them, and then break them down to wear them as your armor or build weapons out of them. So you fight monsters, beat them, use their stuff to fight harder monsters, beat them to fight harder monsters, and it goes like that. It's kind of grindy, but it's really fun and rewarding.
It's quest for the best hat.
Exactly. So, what are we talking about today? We are going to talk about...
Monster Hunter.
Not fucking Monster Hunter. It's Overwatch again, sorry.
Get pumped.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're talking about nerd shit, now we're going to talk football.
I was thinking of doing like a fake Jurassic Park intro and not telling you guys what I was talking about and then switching to Monster Hunter in the end.
I would have got... No, that, there's parallels. That would have fucked me up way too hard because I would have been like way into that. The Michael Crichton novels.
Or Jeff Goldblum's laugh. The ancient civilization, before any monster...
I swear to God, if there's robots in this?
No robots.
Okay. I still got half a bottle of wine here. I wasn't willing to kill that.
Just down it, yeah.
It's just... For those of you playing at home...
Hey, no ancient robots. We should all drink.
It's like, kill your drink whether there is or is not
ancient robots. At every mention of ancient robots.
So, before any Monster Hunter game, the ancient civilization, these are the humans of the distant, distant past. And we learn about them through the ruins they've left behind. They were really fond of towers, really fond of...
Cool, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really
the
into
towers
it.
They built were quite morbid, though, and I'll tell you why in a little bit.
Okay. Mine too. But.
Those are my favorite towers.
Yeah, exactly. So the ancient civilization, that's what we're interested in. I'll probably refer to them as the ancients or humans of the past.
Or old boys.
I don't know how I'm going to follow that.
Yeah.
Can we just call them old boys for clarity's sake?
We can call them old boys.
Yeah. B-O-I-S.
Yep. So the old boys, they left behind a bunch of ruins. The reason we know about this is the Monster Hunters Guild uncovered a lot of these ruins.
MHG.
You want to know what those are? The Monster Hunter Guild? That's the governing body of hunters and of everything in the Monster Hunter world. They're the people, their goal is not to kill all the monsters, but to strike a balance between monsters and humans.
So you're like a dinosaur hunting G-Man?
Oh my god, this sounds like apologist bullshit, honestly. Yeah. No, we're just trying to control, we're just trying to make sure there's a balance here. Like, there's a good balance when there's one monster and everybody else is people.
Yeah.
We got one dinosaur, he's in a cage, he's fine.
Yeah.
You say that, but the ancient civilization, their intent was a lot worse. They just wanted to kill everything, and they got into some dark fucking shit.
But their uppance did come?
Considering they're not just people,
They're not the race, they're the ancient race.
Yeah.
They're not boys, they're old boys.
Yeah. It's like, we gotta kill everything, and then when they looked out on the lands with no more worlds to conquer, they were like, I suppose we'll kill each other.
Yeah.
Yep, so they uncovered a lot of the long-forgotten... Like, the Monster Hunter Guild found a lot of long-forgotten weapons and schematics through these ruins.
Their president, Lara Croft?
Yeah. the ancient civilization, it also is worth mentioning, they were way more advanced than the current civilization.
Always.
Kind of like ancient robots. That's how it goes. I'm going to finish this drink as a courtesy.
That's it.
That's how it goes.
I'll take a nice little gulp.
Yeah.
Everybody at home, take a gulp.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a generous sip.
Jeremy, I know you're fucking keeping up.
So, they found a bunch of these schematics. One of these schematics they found was something called the Dragonator. Do you guys know what the Dragonator is?
Nope. But I saw it in a Flash cartoon where there's like a guy with a white beard who was like, I hope they don't hurt my Dragonator. Whatever.
He was a man, but he was also a dragon.
No.
Was he a dragon sent back from the future to kill the protagonist's mom?
No, but good guess.
That'd be so much better.
How can I describe it to you guys? So it's like a big box, right? Like an old computer used to like power this thing. And in the front, there's a hole with something that looks like a spear that comes out. And when you pull the lever, but the spear doesn't have it like just one point. It has like so many jagged edges on the end, kind of like a kidney stone on a stick.
Can I just jump in right now? When you said Dragonator, this is not at all what I was imagining.
I was picturing
a box with a pointy thing.
So this can be housed in like ships. This can be housed in different arenas stuff. And it's basically like when you see it, it's going to be a hole with a lever above it. And you get to that lever, you lure whatever.
Sounds
you're
like
fighting.
My Friday night.
Yeah, sorry.
A hole with a lever above it?
What's the lever?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll let you guys know later.
Pull for more decks.
Yeah. Is that what a clitoris is?
Yeah, basically.
It's the lever above the hole.
Oh. Oh, my God.
No,
we're sorry to any of the lore ladies out there. Yeah. We may have had to have heard that.
Sex ed with the lore boys here.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Dragonator is just, you get someone close, you pull the lever, and it just sticks out and spins and wrecks them. And there's usually like a 2-minute cooldown on this. So when you're fighting like big monsters, it'll say the Dragonator's ready. And then you go up, you lure it to the right spot, pull the lever, does a bunch of damage. And it'll like break parts and stuff on them too, which is really useful.
Okay, so it's like a harpoon.
It's like a harpoon, but it's lodged within its home. And yeah. Comes out, spins, goes back in its home. Retards.
Yeah, it seems like a barbed harpoon. Yeah. Kind of like machine.
It's
thing.
Like a
yeah.
drill.
Like, it's a like drill. A... Yeah, it's a drill with like a kidney stone in the end. Comes out. Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's my fetish.
Yeah. So they also learned from the ancients secrets about the elder dragons. Okay, so the Elder Dragons are like other monsters, but they're older, more powerful, and they don't always need to follow the same rules as other monsters. They can live in more inhabitable places. I think their elements can be a little bit different, although I'm not 100% sure on this, being someone who just jumped into the 71st game. I'm not 100% sure, but I know I've fought probably 3 or 4 of them, and they're all really, really tough. I tried to fight Teostra, which is Fire Boy. He's like... While
Ethan
is
that the
here.
Lion one?
Yeah.
I've seen
that thing.
So I was shooting at him, and I have 3-shot burst, and it was doing like 0-0-0, 0-0-0 if I was hitting him in certain areas.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's the first time that's happened in any monster fight.
Jamie shot...
It happens to a lot of guys.
Jamie shot him in the butt hole so many times, and it always did 0 damage.
Yeah, and that's the only place I really aim.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so the ancient civilization...
The rarest resources are in the butthole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I need a Nergigante tail. One of you boys out there, join my quest. Get me
and
some
you need
Nergigante
a tiramisu butthole. Tiramisu sphincter.
Yeah. His name's Teostra.
Yeah.
Say it close enough.
Yeah. I'd love to see, like, at a volcano, like, just a big giant cake with a bunch of dudes just, like, being sucked into it. Oh, no! Our shots just hit it, but it just reforms.
Yeah.
So the ancient civilization were well known for using monsters for their own memes without really caring about the monsters.
Okay.
Okay.
They were just like, we're the good guys, they're the bad guys, fuck that.
Do the monsters really think?
I think they do.
Do monsters feel pain?
They are shown to have emotions. They're shown to have emotions. They're shown to... They're closer to nature, but they definitely have emotions, and we can't really comprehend how they think, but they do think and interact with each other.
Kind of like dolphins.
Yeah.
They're, like, smart, but not, like, too smart.
Yeah.
But you don't feel bad when you have to kill them and wear their skin as a hat.
Just like dolphins.
You know what? If I don't get that little, like, aroma of dolphin in my tuna sandwich, I throw it away.
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not brain food anymore.
What?
There's a great episode of The Dollop about a woman that lived in a pen with a dolphin that was given LSD, and she ended up giving the dolphin hand jobs.
What the fuck is wrong with
that? I didn't listen to that one.
Check it out. It's a Google it. Google dolphin hand jobs and with safe search on, and that will come up.
Do it at work.
Yeah. Acid dolphin hand job.
It will come up. It was a true experiment in like the 60s or 70s. Fucked up stuff.
Oh my God.
Would have been.
Because the dolphin ended up falling in love with this woman, and when they took her away, the dolphin basically just gave up and died. it would just like swim around. It lived in 5 feet of water, like never deeper. They gave it a bunch of LSD and then just had it live with this woman, fell in love with this woman, they took the woman away.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So if you say these monsters don't have emotions, imagine that happened to you.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it sounds like my first relationship.
Were you the dolphin or the woman?
I'll no let comment. You fill in the
gaps. James Dolphin Miller.
Yeah. Or James Dolphin Jerk Miller.
Yeah.
Yep.
The ancients used...
I call him Flipper for nothing.
Starring Elijah Wood.
It's a flip job.
Yeah. Okay, so the ancients, they do use monsters for, like, bad purposes. They will enslave them, they will kill them for their own uses, including elder dragons. At one point, or multiple times, one of the ruins that survived was a massive tower built out of elder dragons called Kusha Dalara.
Kusha Dalara.
Or Darora. Daora, no L.
Kusha Dalara.
Yeah, so they had to kill, like, hundreds and hundreds of Kushi Ds to build this tower.
Kushi Ds. Nice.
Yeah. 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 Like, I looked up a photo of this tower, and it goes, like, above the clouds. So they're just, like, maiming these monsters. They look like dragons. They're blue dragons that control the wind, I told you about.
Oh, yeah.
It's the
most powerful
thing I've beaten in Monster Hunter World at this point.
Okay.
It controls the winds. There's one stage in its wind fight where there's wind everywhere, and you can't move or see anything until the storm settles in your area, but you can kind of shoot at them, and the more damage you do, the more holes in the storms appear where you're safe from the storm and not going to be slowed down. And then, cool fight, guys. Yeah. Buy this game.
When it's on PC, I, like I said last week, even though I was wasted last week when we were playing, I do fully intend on buying this game when it's on PC.
Peter beat an Anjanath, which is the one that looks like a T-Rex, which is for casual gamers who've never played the series, come in, they usually quit the game at that fight, because he can breathe fire and tail whip you, and it's a tough fight, and if you're not ready for, like, a Dark Souls-esque type tough game, this is where you're gonna drop off.
Well, I've got Souls and Neo training, as well as you had slightly overleveled gear for where I was gonna try it out. So yeah, it wasn't too bad, but I definitely got the rhythm of the game now.
Nergigante was where my skill cap, like, really started to fall through. Also because he had something where he flies in the air called Dive Bomb and can one hit you no matter where you are. And you have to roll at the perfect time to get these invincibility frames. I did beat it eventually. Namby, friend of the podcast, helped me.
You fucking slayed it when I walked in.
Yeah. So now I've upgraded my armor as well, and I'm wearing mostly his armor, so I'm strong against Nergigante right now. Yeah. And I'm working on getting the full Nergigante set to fight the three Elder Dragons. And anyways.
Do all the monsters in Monster Hunter have names? Like, when you fight Nergigante, is that a species, or are you fighting the Nergigante?
So they always start out as, I'm going to talk about one later named Fatalis.
Okay.
But they start out as being individuals, but I guess they find a way to procreate. And they like, later on, they there's more than one of them.
Like, Anjanath is the name of that species of monster, right?
Yeah.
Same with, because there's, what's that one, that was the first one you sent me to fight, but it was way too easy, that,
Great Jogress.
The Jogress, yeah. There's little baby ones.
There's Jogresses, all around her. And there's Great Jogresses, yeah. So,
are they not the same thing?
No, I think the ultra powerful ones, like Elder Dragons, they're kind of, it looks like there's only one, and they find some magical way to reproduce.
Okay.
But there's all the smaller monsters, there's definitely more than one.
Every century, there's like a new Jesus dragon.
And by the time we play Monster Hunter Worlds, these monsters have been around for ages, right?
Yeah.
But there's some that have gone extinct over time. There's some that are new. Monster Hunter Worlds takes place in the new world. So you come to, it's very much like Jurassic Park. You arrive on this island, and then you see all these mystical creatures you've never seen before. And,
bum, bum,
yeah.
Bum,
bum, like, bum, bum, there's this bum, one bum, opening bum, scene bum, where you first land, and it's not helping. Yeah, we're going to get copy. John Williams is going to come after it.
Copyright strike. Well, John Williams won't, but.
Yeah. No, he handles all his affairs. You come, like, through this patch of trees, and then there's, like, monsters, like, exactly that scene with the dum-dum-dum-dum, like, the slow-mo pan of all these, like, mystical creatures.
I can't remember. Yeah. There's some movie critic I follow who says that Jurassic Park is a mediocre Spielberg film at best, and I'm like, you are a fucking maniac. Like,
some
I understand,
people just like getting punched. You know?
I'm just like, man, you know, it's like, sure, Schindler's List is great, but, like,
the Spielberg films to call out, why Schindler's List?
That's a good movie.
Like, yeah, did, like, he direct Lincoln?
I don't think so. A Bicentennial Man, was that him?
No.
I mean, E.T. was kind of bullshit.
I haven't seen it in 20 years.
It's bullshit. Mm. It's kind of bullshit.
Spielberg's great. He's never made a bad movie.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. War of the Worlds is mediocre, but I'm a huge fan of the book. Jamie.
You need a Sense8 or Super 8.
Super 8 was J.J. Abrams, who we already established has made a good movie, but never made a bad movie.
I thought it was
Spielberg.
That'd be the worst thing on your tombstone.
Dude, J.J. Abrams, his tombstone better just say J.J. Abrams 5.5 out of 10.
Yeah. J.J. Abrams.
That's the best work he's ever done. Yeah.
He's going to live to be 55 years old out of 100.
And the eulogy on the tombstone is like, J.J. Abrams lived, and that's it. Yeah. It's like, lived as he died, or died as he lived. It's just going to say, J.J. Abrams lived.
Yeah.
So these ancient people, we're seeing that they're kind of monsters. They're building like giant towers out of hundreds and hundreds of a dragon species. Because Kusha Deora, it's like you asked, there's not just one of them. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So mostly they killed and enslaved the monsters, but some were also trained to protect their structures. And they've also even employed some of their technology onto a couple of them.
Does anybody even ride these things?
Not that I've seen so far. There are dragon riders that I touched on in the lore, but 70 games is a lot to get through, so I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There, I did see that in one of the headlines.
So. Okay.
Yeah, I saw it on the wiki.
Yeah. I saw it on Cracked.
Well, that looks real.
Yeah. Yeah. Top 10 dragon riders, monster in the world.
Rip Cracked. So all of this ancient civilization comes to a head with something that they did, which was is labeled as the Forbidden Act.
Somebody had sex with a dinosaur.
And that's how humanity was born.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
That's how you make people.
Yeah, that's why we all have tails.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
Yeah.
Everybody listening probably does, right?
And dino dicks.
I've got, like, one of those clipped pit bull tails that just, like, wags really
quick. Like Jason Alexander in the movie Shallow Hal.
Yeah, oh my God.
What a weird reference.
There's a deep cut.
A bad movie.
He had a little tail. That wag.
Jesus.
The darkest part of the ancient civilization's history was the Forbidden Act. And this actually started a war between the ancient people and the Elder Dragons.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, so the Elder Dragons at this point were just letting them...
The dragons didn't like people fucking dinos.
Okay. No, so
they're like, that's fucked up.
No, son of mine, yeah. You marry a human being.
Yeah.
Dragon belt off.
Yeah.
Whipping the shit.
Yeah.
So, but if dragons being lizards can like accept anything, it is killing in normal ways, right? Like a crocodile will
full-blooded baby.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah. True.
They'll understand killing. You know what? They killed us. We weren't fortuitous enough. We'll kill them back.
Yeah.
But the ancient civilization did something that was beyond that. So the ancient civilization, they created their own life forms using technology and biology together.
They made ancient robots?
No.
Really starting to sound like ancient robots.
No, they didn't.
This sounds like ancient cyborgs.
No, guys, hear me out, because this is messed up. They used pieces of monsters and weapons that they had combined to create horrific beasts. And the most evil part about this is to create one of these, they also had to slaughter another. So they were harvesting life force from another to sew together these abominations.
Make, like Frankenstein
Ethan, if you
monsters.
Do me a favor and click on the second last tab there. That is...
Okay, that's why. That's so fucking cool looking.
Yeah. That is what... So if you look up on... it's called the Equal Dragon Weapon, and this is a monster that looks to be almost 50 to 100 times the size of a person, and is completely sewn together. It looks like a corpse.
It looks
like patchwork.
I was wondering why it looks like a marionette.
Yeah,
it's all like sewn together, and it's got strings on it. That's fucking cool.
Yeah. And this thing to stay alive, it needs to keep killing.
It's like
Yeah,
it keeps sewing life forces onto itself.
Yeah, it doesn't need to keep adding parts, but to keep its life force alive, its fire on the inside, it needs to just keep killing other.
I have no reason to live, so I will kill.
Yeah,
it's like It's like the flesh Atronox from The Elder Scrolls.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, a lot. They're like sewn together corpses powered by murder.
Yeah.
So that first life form that I just showed you guys can look up, but we did our best to describe it there. It's the Equal Dragon Weapon or the Wyvern Machine Soldier. And this life form requires
a much more unwieldy name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the people, there's people and there's like wyvern people. There's like a bunch of races that I didn't dig into too much.
What's the there is the wyvern in Monster Hunter World that like attacked me briefly when I was fighting Anjanath. The dragon with the two wings.
Yeah, that was. It might have been Rathalos.
Oh, that's Rathalos.
It might have been Rathalos.
Yeah. Rathalos.
No, there's a Rathian, which is the ground version, like basically more armored T Rex, and there's the Rathalos, which is flying T Rex.
It's a really normal looking dragon.
Yeah, okay. It's very very similar. So this, like I gave you the name, right? It's Equal Dragon Weapon or Wyvern Machine Soldier. This life form. So I don't understand this unit of measurement, but they said this life form required 30 horses worth of dragons, which comes out to hundreds of dragons.
What?
Wait.
30 horses worth of dragons.
Okay.
Maybe
horses are very noble beasts.
Yeah.
So they have a very good life force.
I thought maybe it was like horsepower, because like horsepower doesn't mean one horse.
But it would be more horses.
Yeah.
No, well, horsepower is like the equivalent measurement, isn't it? It's like you would need this many horses to pull this much concrete in your truck commercial sort of thing.
Yeah.
Is a horse unit of measurement like the amount of shit you can load onto a cart of dragon meat?
Maybe.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I guess
like a horse would be like one wagon load pulled by one horse.
And you don't need every piece of the dragon. You probably only take the parts that you can use to build
the magic bits.
Yeah, exactly. For Anjanaths, you got to take their flame sack right out of their underneath their nose. It's like a gross Adam's apple that's flabby.
Dragons. Nice. I mean, you take the scales, you take the fangs,
yeah.
You take the tail. You would take the
dragon
claws.
Bone.
Claws.
Dragon bone.
You've got the spikes off of Nirgigante.
That's a lot. Yeah.
But and then like it. Every once in a while, they have a gem for some reason.
Well,
yeah.
Magic, whatever.
Yeah.
Probably.
Dragons love treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this thing was an abomination, and it pissed off all the other dragons because they see that they're just creating something, going completely against the laws of nature to create something.
Maybe they're just jealous.
It could be.
Like, that's a sick dragon. I want to be that fucking sick. So maybe, like, all the girl dragons were, like, really into this new dragon.
He's all broody and shit.
Yeah. That's it. He's like, oh, he's so misunderstood.
I just need to kill to stay alive. You get me.
I love all your string piercings that hang you from the ceiling of this castle made of the bones of my parents.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to my place? I don't live with my parents. Like, what? That's so cool.
Inside your parents.
Yeah. All dragons are teenagers.
Yeah.
All elder dragons are teenagers.
Well, elder dragon, then you get into ancient dragons, right? And then that's like when they're grown up.
Yeah.
That's the guy with the belt who's like whooping the ass of
and
some other
son of mine. Yeah. No son of mine is going to be jealous of some flesh abomination dragon.
Yeah.
So this.
You want to get fucked up? You want to get piercings?
Yeah.
Like an equal dragon?
You want to look like that?
You want to look like that? You'll never get a job.
You'll never get a job, yeah.
This started the Great Dragon War. All the dragons were pissed off for. They're being harvested and killed just to keep this abomination alive, like, a little bit longer.
Yeah, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die for a reason.
Fair.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's messed up. So they felt like cattle and that the humans were going against the normal laws of nature. And they all banded together and said, you know what? We're going to stop this. We're going to take out the ancient civilization.
Making the Frankenstein's monster marionette dragon is totally going against the laws of nature.
Yeah.
It is.
So these were like the villagers in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Were the ancient dragons.
I didn't read it, but yeah.
Yeah. The villagers end up.
Well, you know like the Cliff Notes version of Frankenstein, right?
Yeah.
They chase Frankenstein down onto the ice and he sets himself on fire.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. They're like the villagers if the villagers like couldn't speak. And...
Yeah, okay, so it's a lot more like the movie from the 20s, where the monster does not have a personality. Because in the book, the monster can speak.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so this war, it was not localized. It was the entire world.
World War D?
Yeah, exactly. It was chaos all over the world of dragons attacking people, but the people were much more advanced. They were attacking dragons back.
Okay.
And this cleared the stage for the perfect enemy for humanity, and that's what it's called in Japanese terms.
The perfect enemy
for humanity.
That is like such a Japanese way of naming something.
Yeah. And this is
it's Broly.
Oh. Yeah. This is Fatalis. Ethan, if you could pull up the last thing here. This is Fatalis.
Oh.
He is metal as fuck. Yeah, feel free to scroll through and see. You know, it's like a big black dragon.
He looks like something out of Spyro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Well, these are older games too. I think he was first introduced.
He's a really normal looking dragon.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but
go to that one. The white one there.
Don't go on the white one. Don't go on the white one. Oh, we're going to get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
for all the listeners out there, there's also a white dragon that looks
there's
just
a white
like
Fatalis.
We'll post all these pictures in the Discord too. So.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah.
So, what I wanted to say about. I guess I should address the color. Usually whenever there is another better version of any monster, they'll add a color variant to it.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Rathian.
It's like
I think you just gave away what the white dragon was.
Yeah. No, I had to. It was brought up. So, Fatalis, right? Fatalis, he hated humanity for all their crimes against nature and dragons alike. So he is like evil incarnate with two.
He's like a hatred for humanity incarnate.
Yeah, exactly. In from the perspective of humanity, he is evil incarnate. Although he kind of is coming from a good place. But
yeah, I was going to say, he kind of hates us for doing bad things. So yeah. He's like a really edgy sea shepherd from Whale Wars.
Yeah.
He's like hosing down a bunch of Japanese whaling ships.
Yeah.
Get out of here, guys. Yeah.
Was he born that way or did he become that way?
I'm not sure how he came
nature, nurture. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure how he came to creation. I think that he's just the embodiment of all the dragon's hate towards the humans.
But did he manifested it after this war started?
Love to know that, but I don't. Yeah. It's really unclear how everything comes to, because this is before any
That's
of
it,
the
yeah.
Games,
the
right?
history text wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
This could all be mythology.
He's fucking awesome, though.
Yeah, he is. He's very powerful. He actually split a continent into two.
Well,
that's cool.
He's fucking strong.
We've all done that.
He could create the Grand Canyon with a lash of his tail.
Oh shit.
That's pretty cool too.
He's so
he's a lot like,
he doesn't look that big.
I think he's kinda like there's a dragon from Lord of the Rings from like the past called Ancalagon or Ancalagon the Black, who was apparently large enough to destroy an entire mountain with one hand.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's got a lot of similarities to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dank.
Ancalagon, Ancalagon, who knows?
Yeah. So on top of being a super powerful dragon, Fatalis could actually like take the technology that the ancient
is he a dragon with guns?
He can no, okay, yeah. He's a dragon with guns, but
he just opens his mouth and shoots a bullet like bang, bang.
Like a bullet bill.
Yeah. In the fights he doesn't actually have guns. Yeah. But he can replicate our technology, or if we were the ancient people.
Okay.
Cool.
But he doesn't create these things by destroying dragons and building it. He melts down humans and builds weapons out of humans.
It's fucking metal.
That's pretty cool.
I love how we talk about like monsters getting cut up. We're like, oh, that's awful. And like, oh, he melts down humans. Melts humans. I'm like, that's fucking
that's
cool.
Yeah, awesome.
That is so cool.
Yeah, but that's just like
humans are such dicks.
That's just like the human. That's like the human thing in general. We're like much more concerned with like, oh, we feel so bad.
Yeah.
You know, like, my cat's an idiot. I hit her in the face with a fridge door a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Because she's fucking stupid. And then, like, I'm just like, oh no, baby girl. And I, like, pick her up and hold her. But, like, if I, like, bump into my girlfriend or, like, well, like, whatever.
Yeah, you open the door and hit your girlfriend in the face. Like, we shouldn't
be fucking
standing
there.
Or,
like, kick her in my sleep. She's like, yeah, you kicked me in my sleep. I'm like, fucking whoops. Like, whatever. But when my cat falls out of bed, I'm precious thing.
Yeah, so this thing, not only does he melt down humans to make weapons and things like that, in the same way that we'll kill a dragon and make a helmet out of him, he'll just kill a bunch of humans and then put them onto his body as armor.
Cool.
Oh, Jesus.
We don't seem like very good armor.
Just like stapling people to himself.
Yeah, I know. Like, I picture that too, just like naked, writhing people. Like,
oh my god.
Dude,
that is horrific.
He's like a blacksmith, but he's got like a dude by the ankles on an anvil. He's like,
yeah.
He's all sweaty. He's like hammering a guy into shape.
But it's
like
not
cool rock.
It's not going.
Ooh, like a rock.
Every time he hammers, it doesn't go ding. It just goes, oof.
Like the RuneScape noise.
Yeah. This person carries got more torque than your dodge carry.
Built for tough.
Yeah, exactly.
Like dumps it into a bucket of water at Oh my fucking god, that is
like
that is so
a
fucking,
rock. Yeah. Ooh, like a rock.
Originally, so just for the listeners out there, that might be our thumbnail.
Yeah, that's
originally
that's
I was gonna do
one,
the
yeah.
Dragonator, but the guy with like a man held up blacksmithing tongs.
Yeah.
pretty good.
That's pretty
like
great.
Naked guy.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need a fire pit. He can just use his own mouth. Like,
yeah. But he's still got like the goggles on, like and like the lead apron or whatever. He's all sweaty and like looking all hot.
Yeah. Nothing I like more than a rugged man.
Yeah. Another really cool metal thing about him is his hatred is so strong that in Monster Hunter 2, I believe, if you kill him and wear him as armor, He'll actually start to possess you a bit if you wear it too long.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his hatred will bleed through into you. You'll have nightmares. He'll, like, try to assume control of your body, and you can feel the will of another while you're wearing this.
In, like, real life.
It says in all the descriptions, but yeah.
But, like, you, the player.
Yeah, you, the player.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, dude.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking cool? His hate is so strong that it bleeds into when you wear it.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy is, like, one of the coolest villains that I've seen in a game before. And you do fight him. I want to play the old game just to be able to fight
him. Don't you have to get a PS2?
Yeah.
Which you could probably do, like, yeah. For, like, $10 or whatever.
I think a lot of them are out on Vita. Like, I think they
yeah, go buy a Vita. Yeah. Like, don't do that.
No. I wouldn't mind owning a Vita, actually, because you can like, use it as a third controller here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. A buddy of mine has one. But, like...
Sony makes good shit.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and Nintendo does, too. It's just fucking Microsoft because it's an American company. Yeah. Like, it's not Japanese. Like
the only company that makes garbage is...
Yeah. Yeah. I've been banking PS Plus or PS Vita games on my PS Plus subscription because I get a free PS Vita game every month, and I've had it for,
oh, really?
Like, almost 2 years now. So I have all these Vita games. If I just got the thing, I'd have so many games to play.
Living the Vita games.
Yeah.
Ricky Martin.
Also, any listeners out there, if you buy me a Switch, I'll do whatever you like.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying, right. You know? Yeah. You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Yeah,
exactly. James Miller.
James Miller, Michael Scott, Michael Jordan.
Yeah. No, Wayne's Gretzky. Yeah,
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast, but he does have... a whiskey out there, right?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky, yeah, I've had it.
Okay, yeah. And he should have named it You Miss 100% of the Scotches You Don't Take.
Yeah. Even shots would work, though.
Shots would have worked as well.
Yeah, whiskey.
But, like, Scotch, you tend to sip.
I don't.
You should.
Well, you could just call it Shots You Don't Take.
Yeah.
I
when I drink Scotch, a fine Scotch, I like to take a shot of it and dunk it into a beer and then chug the beer.
Yeah.
That's how I do my that's how I enjoy my my nice Scotch.
Your 12-year-old Scotch.
Yeah, I like to call it the money shot. Yeah, right? Exactly. It's like a Jägermeister. Yeah. Exactly.
Bartender, your finest Scotch. And a pint of Budweiser, please.
Yes, exactly.
And a Bud Light.
Most popular beer in America.
So I love the idea. I love the idea.
I mean, we're in Finland right now, yeah. But like I would love for some, because considering our downs are better in the States right now. Thank you, God bless America.
Yeah.
All that.
Rock flag and eagle.
Yeah. Why do you drink Bud Light so much?
Yeah. Yes, crazy Americans. Why you drink?
Dude,
so much
okay, blood? You can buy like 40 of those things for like $20.
Okay, when I went down to Tennessee 2-3 years ago,
yeah,
okay, I went to a Walmart in Kentucky and we got 150 Rolling Rocks for $80.
Yeah. That's insane.
Why?
No, I love Rolling Rocks.
What? Yeah, I like really Rolling Rock as well. Yeah. It's light, but it's good.
When I'm at a bar and I'm like already drunk and I want to drink something that feels like a water, but like still.
you go for Rolling Rock.
Yeah. So Fatalis, when you wear his armor, like I said, you go almost insane if you wear it for too long. I haven't finished Monster Hunter Worlds. I really hope the last boss is Fatalis.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Okay, story. Is that what you were saying? Yeah.
So he doesn't die. He doesn't die in this.
He dies in... Okay, let me do it. Let me do it straight.
Did he have a baby before died?
So the ancients were wiped out in this war along with most of the dragons, including Fatalis. But there is probably some Fatalis egg or other dragon's eggs somewhere.
And
because
like you said, we don't know how they reproduce. So maybe it's like they die and then they reincarnate.
Maybe it's like Skyrim where dragons don't actually die. Their souls transfer into another dragon-compatible body. So if you kill Fatalis...
There's like a big warehouse with a bunch of dragons on hooks waiting for a soul.
There's a quote actually from the Monster Hunter world or Monster Hunter universe. And this it's for Fatalis. And Fatalis is said to have died then, but when the world is full of wyverns, which is people in the eyes of Fatalis.
Really?
Wait.
Wyverns?
I don't want to get into this because I don't know. But wyverns, there is a species of people called like wyverians, which are like descendants maybe from dragons, and they look a little different from people.
Okay.
So maybe people did fuck dragons?
Yeah, it's possible.
Hey,
there's sea people, there's wyvern people, there's
mermans.
There's so many different people that I'd love to touch into if we get into another episode.
I think you should, because at some point you need to mention the kitty cats.
Yeah, they're the palicos. I don't even know how the palicos came into being. Yet,
the calico that loves gains is
yeah,
the most anime thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, so what I wanted to say, though, is when the world is full of wyverns, the legend is revived, being Fatalis.
Okay.
Meat is eaten, bone is crunched. So it basically says, if the world comes to this point where people are taking over again, Fatalis is going to show up.
Cool.
So he does show up again. He's reiterated in Monster Hunter 2 as a white Fatalis, which is the Fatalis Plus. I believe he has like some sort of aura and like he can flash bang you kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's so white. And
he looks more like a Chinese dragon now with like the whiskers and all the hair on his face.
He's like the special class in Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
Like a flash bang.
Yeah. sort of. Except like every class is supposed to be balanced in Rainbow Six Siege and he's objectively more powerful.
Okay. He's the pay to win class. As far as I know,
it's like a team of like three Riot Police, one dragon.
Oh my god.
Strokes just like tears the roof off the house. Boss is like, ah!
They're all from different countries. Oh, this is IQ from France. This is like Swat from Germany. Oh, this is
Wyvern from Monster Hunter World.
Yeah, this is Fatalis from the New World.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really, really cool enemy, and I really hope it shows up in this game. I haven't quite finished it. My aim was to finish this weekend. I'm really close. I think I'm about two elder dragons and a final boss away from beating the main story, and apparently that's
which by Monster Hunter standards is only like 9.5 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone listening at home, text one if you want Jamie to finish Monster Hunter World this week.
I've been grinding like fairly quickly, and to get to the end of the game, it is 40 to 80 hours.
I love that sentence. I've been grinding fairly quickly. Like, feels bad, man.
Oh yeah.
Well.
You guys like the grind, man. I hate it.
I like some grind. Remember when I was saying I cannot stomach MechWarrior Online?
That's true.
But I can.
But you love Warframe. Love,
like, look, like you Warframe, saw me fight this Nergigante, right?
Yeah.
You stomped him.
There's moments, but there's a couple moments like where you're like, I think you said nice dodge, where I could have died like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just barely missed it.
It did look fluid and it did look like good combat. It's just the fact that this is not your first time fighting this monster. Yeah.
But you know? Like,
but it's obviously, still exciting.
Yeah, okay.
You puck your butthole and then shoot some blood back into your brain and you just get that little boost.
Yeah, that's it.
It's super exciting. It's super exciting. I was like, I had like a weird week. I was like kind of sick, kind of had some family issues. So I took like a week off and just played a lot of Monster Hunter and stayed at home. And it was honestly so therapeutic. It's a wonderful, wonderful game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nier was my therapy this weekend. Nice. This week, rather. Obviously, we're all soft boys after we're lore boys. Except Ethan. He's hardcore as fuck.
I'm playing some Super Smash.
Super Smash?
By yourself? Back on that Smash train. No, play online.
Oh, you play online.
You any good?
With the power of the interweb. Wow. I'm mediocre.
Okay.
I'm terrible at fighting games.
I always like Charizard. You can just like dive bomb like full in YOLO with that side B attack, and then like if people dodged it, then you're kind of fucked. But if you hit them,
yeah,
it's great.
If I'm tryharding, like Charizard is competitive
in
professional Super Smash. If I'm tryharding, I play Zero Suit Samus.
Yeah,
but I typically go random. Honestly,
okay. I remember playing with you. I would play Charizard, and you play Zero Suit Samus.
Yeah.
No, it was pretty even. I think.
Yeah.
Good times. Anyway, so I might as well wrap this up, right?
Charizard's Charizard like a dragon.
Dive bomb.
There we go, segue.
I was kind of actually at the end. ancient civilization gets wiped out. Most of the dragons, not all, go extinct. And the ancient war is over, and we wait for humanity to somehow come back later. I guess there's other species, like I mentioned. I don't have them on hand. Please, internet nerds, don't get mad at me.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to get mad at you because you didn't claim to know them and say something wrong, right?
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Internet nerds, right?
Right. Mechs aren't robots.
Yeah. But anyways, this is my first entrance into the game. I've fallen in love with it. It really captures me. There's a lot of good combat. There's a lot of challenging things. I tried to fight like two monsters, and I'm just not even there yet. And when I actually beat them, it's not.
Oh, you can't get double teamed yet, eh?
Yeah.
You can't get double teamed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta go to the right parties to get to know the right people.
Oh, yeah.
You really want a good double team.
Yeah. It's like a Dark Souls game, like where you beat the boss, it means something. You know, you actually made an accomplishment as a gamer to get to the end of this game, and it's so much fun.
I don't know if you would have pissed off the Monster Hunter fans with a lot of what you said. You might have pissed off the Dark Souls fans with what you just said. I don't know.
There's
nothing like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Neither's Neo. Neither's.
It's like Dark Souls is like a really funny Twitter that just makes fun of like journalists. Like it's the Dark Souls which is not true. Like Neo
has a meme
objectively has a lot in common with that game.
Yeah.
But and so does Monster Hunter, sort of, right?
Well, Dark Souls came to mean hard. Like, that's all...
I know.
Like, it's just anytime a game was hard, it's like Dark Souls.
But for people who aren't brain dead, there's certain aspects of a game that you can compare to that. Like, stamina management, like, is a really big thing where you can't be, like, all-out offensive
And that's it. And then, like, knowing that you can get killed in one or two shots at any given moment for long, extended fights that you have to start from scratch and you get nothing when you lose.
I'd argue Monster Hunter... I know Neo is more punishing than Dark Souls because I've made one mistake against a normal enemy and been killed in a combo. So you make one mistake and you're dead.
That doesn't happen to me in Dark Souls.
If you can get... Well, I've never really...
Maybe not a single enemy.
I've never been really one-shot in Dark Souls. Yeah. I've been playing it for years now, but even like in my first attempt, like I know you can get like...
Tomb of the Giants. Like, come on. You get fucked up. You're in the dark, you can't see shit because you don't know where to get the skull lantern. You're walking around in the dark, you get kicked off a ledge.
Like, no, I know. Like that, but that's different. That's,
there's less of that in this game, objectively. Yeah.
That's more Dark Souls' problem with like being a cheap bitch.
You say problem, but that's the experience of Dark Souls for me.
Yeah, but Dark Souls has always had the problem of being a cheap bitch. Like I screamed Bloodborne. I was ready for cheap bitch shit. Like every wall potentially has a man hidden behind it. Grab you and get you down to 90%.
Yeah.
So there is a little bit of that in Monster Hunter. Like, I did fight Teostra, which is Fire Boy, Lion Boy, that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
So you go up to him, and there's this one move I didn't see coming, Ethan saw it earlier, where he just explodes, and anyone in a 20-foot radius just gets, like, obliterated by his fire. If I hadn't grinded the monster before him, 20 times almost, I would have gotten one shot, but I did have a little bit of help left before he went.
That's like Dark Souls, in which pattern recognition in boss fights is huge. This is the ball game.
No, and that's it. That's why I picked the light bow gun, because you can kind of keep a little
bit
of
range distance. Is definitely helpful.
Although you do, as a light bow gun, want to get up close to do your maximum damage, but it's when you're being timid and just trying to learn that it's okay that you stay back and get a couple shots in.
That's why I use like low stance a lot in Neo. Is like the fast attacks, you can get in there, get a couple of hits in, and then see how they react to it. And then you can, you know, get your key pulse up and then
and do damage and kill people.
Yeah. Exactly.
And be very good gamer boy.
We have a little bit of extra time this week. Do you guys want to say like what we've been gaming on this week, or what do you think, Ethan?
I've been playing Super Smash.
Super Smash, yeah, like you said.
And Overwatch.
Nice.
What else is new?
What level are you in Overwatch these days?
I don't know.
You don't know. Oh, Ethan is like the only player I know who does not check his loot boxes, does not check his level. He just plays to have fun.
I play competitive. I got demoted from platinum to gold. So
okay,
back to gold, but it's the end of the season. So
I'm gold as well.
Yeah.
How about you, Peter? You've been playing Warframe.
Well, not as much, but yes, I got my first Prime frame. I got Valkyr Prime. I'm very happy that you can change your helmet on your Prime frames. So what I did was I got rid of my Valkyr because I didn't want to pay the money to have an extra spot.
Yeah.
I got rid of my Valkyr, replaced her with Valkyr Prime. Luckily, you can replace the helmet. So the Prime variant of a frame comes with all of the original ship. If you just want the Prime stats but prefer the normal frame, you can equip the normal look of the frame. But I like the Prime frame body, but I don't like the Prime frame helmet. But
it says nothing to me as someone who doesn't know the game.
I'm like literally like trying to wrap my head around what you're saying. I'm like,
Oh, sorry. Well, okay, so there's there's a Warframe and there's a Warframe Prime. The Primes look different. They're mostly white, black, and gold.
Is it just a cosmetic difference?
No, they're statistically superior.
Okay.
In every way.
I'm sure we've talked about this before.
In every
you
way.
And I.
It was but in
God
our
if
episode.
I remember.
It was in our episode about Warframe, yeah. So Primes are better in every way because they're the OG. Like the Warframe
that you have is the
Chinese knockoff. And then there's the Prime, which is the OG design, which is why it's all white and gold, because the Orokin just had a fetish for that shit.
That you found.
Exactly.
At the bottom of a tower made out of dragon bones.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that. Yeah,
Daredevil and Jessica Jones were there.
You were talking about the art, too, like, about, like, making armor out of, like, humans. I kind of like the idea of a tower of just, like, stitched together dragons, too, although that would be incredibly hard to
do. That's a tall tower and a tall order.
I will see what I can do. Yeah. Like I said, because my week this week was, like, difficult enough and I've got some stuff going on, I do have a day off every week for the foreseeable future now, so like my Wednesdays are completely open. One, to move, because I am taking my sister's apartment. Prime Frame is the upgraded version. They're still free. Everything's still free. You can buy them from players, but yeah, so anyway, I got my Valkyr Prime, but I didn't like her head, and the head is the helmet. But the Prime still comes with the original helmet that still comes in the white and the gold.
Okay.
So I have the Prime body with the original helmet, which is what I was happy about, but I've been having trouble grinding it up, honestly. I said I was going to stream my new shit. I ran out of time, and frankly, getting my Prime Frame to level 30 isn't as fun as before, so I'm glad I have Neo. And I've also been playing Owlboy, which is incredible. It's so fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's about it.
I know you, Jamie, have been playing Monster Hunter, and just like we're talking about it, but like I don't know very much about it. Like, Peter seems to know a fair amount, but like I know next to nothing. Well, yeah, because I was gonna say, like, what's the variance like in boss battle? So I was saying, like, oh, it's so grindy, and I've seen you do two fights. I saw you do two fights today, and they looked very similar. Where it's kind of like boss arena, but I did watch Suxor playing, one of the listeners of the show, friend.
Philip Sullivan.
I did watch.
Hey, Sully.
I did watch him streaming Monster Hunter World, and he had this boss fight where he was like on the back of this giant lava creature, and he had to run to different parts and like.
That's a lava Seoth.
Okay. Yep. So like, is the lava Seoth kind of the anomaly, or is like the similar boss fights the anomaly?
So you watch me playing as a Light Bowgunner.
The
way that I play compared to a melee player is very consistent. I stay at medium to close range, and I circle them, stay away from their face.
Okay.
So to you, watching me play, that is normal. But if you're playing someone as a melee, there's different weak parts that you want to get in front, and they do have very different movesets.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Are there, like, ranged weak points and melee weak points? Like, do you have to shoot for... Oh, no.
They're similar.
But if they hit someone in the face and shoot someone in the face, it's the same.
So melee weapons can have elements tied to them, but the thing that's really good about ranged is that you can equip different types of ammo. So if I'm a bow, there's coatings I can put on my arrows so that, like, oh, this is a lightning bow, this is a whatever, right? And I can change that. I can hop swat that out. And for light bow gun, depending on which one you choose, you have access to a certain range of ammo. So if I wanted ice ammo to beat Teostra, I better start grinding Legiana because she's an ice character and I can use ice ammo with it. But there's usually a wide range of ammo you can use, but you can't use all the ammo with any light
bow. Okay,
does the variance in boss fights really come from your weapon choices? Or like do the specific monsters have...
Teostra and Nergigante are very different. Teostra has ranged fire attacks, has an explosive aura attack, and all this stuff. And from you, who doesn't have as much of a trained eye to the game, I think they might have looked similar because they both have a dive bomb.
Yeah.
It might be a difference between like gameplay and spectator, where he has prepared a certain way, which it's a video game. It's still like some games, even games that I adore, are spreadsheets. And then the game, right?
I play really them like similar, though. You're right, though, because I do play Teostra the same way I play Nergigante, is I circle for their butt, and I try to get their butt. But then there's someone like Kata... I forget. Rock Boy. He's like a little tiny velociraptor that smashes rocks.
Yeah.
I kind of want to stay more in front of him and back up to get his neck and things like that.
Because, like, the boss that I mentioned, which you just told me the name of, which I've already forgotten.
Teostra?
No, the guy that Suxor was fighting, that he was, like, on his back.
Lava Seoth.
But he literally had to climb to, like, different points. Like, he had objectives within this boss fight, where he was, like, these points came out of this guy, and he had to, like, climb over his back and, like, down a cliff, and then you could see the exposed part and shoot that.
So, cool.
Because he was ranged, too. So, he was, like,
I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah, he was about... It was, like, a really cool boss, and then then at the end, like, it was a team of four, and they were like picking off the points, and he was just standing. He was like kind of on its shoulder. It was like Shadow of the Colossus, like huge.
Yeah.
And he was like standing on its shoulder and just shooting it in the face.
I think that is Zora Magdara, which is a quest that is a giant monster. Yeah,
it was huge. It was huge.
So that's my previous full set was Zora Magdara. That's a quest where it is not a normal fight. A lot of the fight you spend...
So that's not a normal fight, though. That's what I was saying. Because that was before I had watched you play today. That was pretty much all the Monster Hunter world I had seen. And I saw you playing today, I was like, oh, this is much more what I thought it was.
Yeah.
But when I saw him playing the other night, I was like, this is insane. Like, who is he fighting?
It's a special... That's a special event or a specific quest that is outside of the normal game.
Okay. So that was my question, because I was like, I've seen clips, I've seen highlight clips, and they've all been monsters like what you fought today.
Yeah.
But that was like...
I think it's the core of the game is poaching a specific monster that's not a continent, from what I am understanding right now. Is it a dinosaur that's like made of rocks?
So Zora Magdara,
or is it like a volcano monster?
So this
it was like
is,
a mountain. Yeah, it was like a volcano.
Okay. I don't want to ruin Monster Hunter World for anyone.
Okay, oh, I guess we weren't spoiling it.
It's a big point of, you can know Zora Magdara is a big flamey guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you why he's round or who he is.
Yeah, so this episode is more of a primer. If you're one of the many fucking North American people ready to get into Monster Hunter, serves as a primer to get into Monster Hunter.
You know why the world is the way it is.
Exactly.
Because people were shitty.
But we're not ready to spoil anything.
Exactly.
People were shitty and pissed off dragons.
Man is the real monster.
Enough of that.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And I this is a lot of fun for me, guys. Yeah. So, like, what? How can I reach you? Or do you want to talk about Loreboy's Prime?
Bueno, if you find me, you ask for the subscription for Loreboy Prime. Which is a objective upgrade to Loreboy. You ask Heaton here.
Heaton, he am solo.
Mongo Heaton. Mongo Heaton.
Loreboy's Prime. Big.
Mongo. No big, yeah.
So both my co-hosts are having strokes. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to do in this situation. Do I call two ambulances or just one?
Can you fit two stretchers in
one?
Can you fit two stretchers in an ambulance?
Text two to 555-655-4255 if you want James and Peter to live.
Yeah. fuck. No, I was gonna say we could have a phone number, but it would have to be like area code Loreboy. Is that seven?
Yeah.
Or LORE boys.
Boys.
If you wanted to text us.
How about we just call ourselves the Vore boys from now on?
Isn't that still VORE?
Yeah, but I don't want. I'm not talking about the number thing.
I want to eat some tiny.
I was going to say, I'm talking about.
You want to eat sometime?
I'm talking about Vore? Tiny Sonic the Hedgehog crawling into my mouth.
Yep.
Because that's everybody who's into Vore is also a Sonic fanfic person.
What about the Moore boys, where we just stretch for time?
Like right now?
For everyone interested in subscribing to Loreboy's Prime, supporting the show, being a good, honest Christian, being... Being nominated for a Person of the Year award, which you will, just for subscribing to Loreboy's Prime.
We're currently up for Christian Podcast of the Year.
We are.
Be sure to check that out and vote on the website.
Make sure to not tell anybody in the Christian Podcast Association about our show, because we slipped it in there under the radar, and if they find out...
Oh, wait, I have a real
all bets
thing.
Are off.
Excuse me. Speaking of voting...
He's just going to advertise for his Christian Mingle account.
If you guys want to date me, look me up on Christian Mingle.
So for anyone interested in becoming a Loreboy's Prime subscriber, supporting the show, this week we have two gifts to give out to the two first Loreboy's Prime subscribers. The gifts are the brand, which we used to brand last week's image on Peter's skin, and the chastity belt, which he has worn for about 6 days now.
Oh, it's stanky.
It is stanky, and we guarantee you it will be sent to you unwashed.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's dishwasher safe, but if you don't want us to send it through, then don't worry about it.
It's definitely tainted.
Hey. So if you're on the internet, make sure to follow Loreboys on Twitter, Loreboys Podcast on Instagram.
The Loreboys on Twitch.
The Loreboys on Twitch.
Yep.
Our brand is all over the place. We just change the name with every platform.
Yeah.
But just Google
Loreboys.
Whatever's
available.
Google Loreboys, and we're the ones that come up.
Well, if you Google Loreboys or even The Loreboys, we're like the first 10 results. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Ethan. I'm at Ethan the Dead Man on most things. Hit me up on Steam. I'm a gendered pronoun. Peter, what about you?
At Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. If you can spell it, you can follow me, which just is my catchphrase now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. I'm old at Peter on Instagram. Don't follow me. I don't upload anymore. I post the Instagram, yeah, and I'm O'Manahue on DeviantArt, as well as one of the hosts on the Lore Boys on Twitch.
And also one of the hosts of the Lore Boys podcast.
Yep. What?
What? Were you unaware? We've been recording a podcast this whole time, Peter.
I was just eating off of this thing. Yeah.
And you can reach me. The best place to find me PSN, is either on PSN or on Facebook. So yeah. James V. Miller, T-H-E Miller. I noticed that one of the episodes
I love that
out.
You spelled T-H-E.
No, because the reason I do this is I said James V. Miller, but I said it so quickly and the mic didn't pick it up. So it's just James V. Miller.
No, yeah. I cut it out of every episode.
Oh, yeah. You fucker!
And also, we're very slowly trying to phase you out and replace you with a girl.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find ourselves some Endgame Fatalis on PlayStation. Let's go on PSN. JAYMILLK64. I'll always play with you. I've played with a few other followers in the past. Just add me up.
We're getting more humble monthly unlocks as well, which we will be giving away on Twitch. So. Remember, we gave away a bunch of shit, and we're going to continue doing that.
All right. So I think that constitutes a Lore Boy.
Lore Boy. Wow, 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 wow.
Ouch. 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 Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.